when I was 18 years old, this is, you know, back in the early 80s, I was very trusting of everything to do with the policemen, the politicians, or anybody we were kind of taught in school to look up to and respect our authority figures in government, and always thought they made the best judgments when it came to the laws. And I found myself pregnant at 18. I was raised Catholic, and I really didn't have a firm understanding of what abortion was. But to make a long story short, my boyfriend was not supportive, and I was very scared. I didn't know what to do. I was afraid that if I talked to my parents, they would disown me because they were very, very conservative Catholics that, you know, but they didn't have a lot of mercy when I was making mistakes when I was young. Loved my parents, but I was fearful of making a mistake. So I couldn't go that avenue. And everybody that I had talked to, anybody who was willing to give me any advice, they sent me in the wrong direction. And unfortunately, it was the doctor himself, the doctors and the nurses that did my pregnancy test that immediately told me to hurry up and rush and go to this abortion clinic and go immediately because you're already almost 3 months along and you've got to take care of this problem right away. My boyfriend said, I have to take care of this problem. You're going to ruin your life. If you'll never be able to finish college and you'll be poor and all these different things. And I didn't want to do it, but I went along with it because I thought that to be a good girlfriend would be to be pleasing to your boyfriend and listen to all the advice that everyone was telling me. So I kind of stuffed my own conscience down. And a lot of people would like to say that women that have abortions are selfish. And I guess there is some truth to that in a lot of situations. But I would like to say at that time, I felt like I was being selfless because I was doing whatever I could do to please everybody else. And I took myself out of it. But after the fact, the abortion clinic actually gave, you know, that's like Planned Parenthood. They tell you a bunch of lies. They tell you how it's not real life at that time and all these different things. But I wanted to back out, but I didn't have the guts to do it. And I went in. And by the time I was in the abortion room, I was pretty hysterical and I wanted to get out. And I was drugged and I was held down and against my will. I had followed through with it until I passed out. I just remember a struggle and it was very abusive. So the reason I'm sharing that is very awful, but I kind of got through it somehow and I moved on. I believed in the counseling that said, you know, this will be past you and you'll be back to your normal life again. And I kind of did for a while. I believed in that, and I moved on. And then because I was a Catholic, I believed that God forgave me. I knew what I did was wrong. And at some point, I did go to confession, though it took me about 7 or 8 years, really, to go back to church again because of the shame and the guilt. But I finally started to gradually go back, and it was before I got married. I got married late in life, and before I got married, going through the preparatory classes, is when I had confession and I really got a good confession out and I confessed my abortion and everything that was involved with it. So I had come clean, but I didn't realize that the majority of the work had not been done because I don't know if I really forgave myself. And I didn't realize how wrong it was. It wasn't until I started to learn my Catholic faith, I started to embrace my Catholic faith. I had two kids at the time and another kid. I had three kids actually at the time when I started to look into the whole thing of how I felt about it. One day I was coming out of a chapel after Mass, and there was a Life Matters program, a Life Matters piece of paper that was a handout that anybody could take. And on my way out, I walked to the chapel, I grabbed one of those Life Matters, and it was about Rachel's Vineyard. And I had never heard about Rachel's Vineyard. And so I read about it, and I just knew. I sat there, and I sobbed, and I cried in my car because I knew that I wasn't done healing. I was just beginning to heal. And to make a long story short, it was the best thing I ever did in my life. It was the most compassionate and most merciful and most heavenly experience that I've ever had in my entire life because that 48 hours was so crucial to kind of turn things around for me and to start grieving and to start facing the reality of what I had done. and then to start healing and to feel God's mercy. And ever since then, that was probably about 7 or 8 years ago, ever since then, I've just learned more and more and more, and I've actually become very involved in pro-life groups. I'm now a Respect Life committee director in our parish. I do marches. I've gone to the Capitol. I've talked to senators. I've taken training for post-abortive women. I've done Bible studies. And what I would like to do is try to get involved so I can be one of those people that can be a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves. And I do it whenever there's an opportunity. So I want to share with you, if anybody's listening who's had an abortion, God's mercy is so abundant that there's nobody that he would not take into his arms if they're truly sorry and they have contrite heart. There's so much healing and so much joy that will come in the later years. And that's all I can really say.
All I can say is thank you so much for calling in, because you just said so beautifully what I as a priest see, but to hear it from your heart and to hear your expression of what happened. And so it's so typical of how many women are caught in those situations and feel trapped or feel like this is the best thing, I have to do this at this point. But then it sometimes takes a long time before it hits exactly what's happened, exactly what they've done. And then, but to know that with that, how much God forgives and he heals and restores to life again. And so I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing with everybody your story. It's so powerful.
If I could just mention one thing too, I appreciate all the priests that do work for Rachel's Vineyard. I couldn't have healed without you. You're one of God's most precious instruments. And the other thing I want to say is that for all the women that have had abortions, you know, don't hesitate, because I know there's a lot of fear involved with going. If people find out, or you're going to feel like you're condemned, or, you know, can I afford it, and all these different things. And the hardest part was getting there. I mean, I almost turned around. I got lost, and I almost turned around and went back and thought, almost like, you know, the devil does not want me to go. And I knew that I got there late, and I got there anyway, but it was the best thing I ever did. So thank you to everyone who's involved with Rachel's Vineyard. They're true blessings.